Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接你，告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到今天的节目，我是 Jenny。 那最近呢在美国，然后我觉得是 globally 全球范围都有一个很火的游戏，就是 Pokemon Go。 很可惜这个游戏在中国它没有上架在 App Store， 所以我们玩不到。但是还好呢，这个世界现在我们远程沟通很方便，所以我就找了一个在美国的人，然后他是玩过这个游戏的跟我们一起做节目。你是谁呢？我今天的 co-host。
I'm Jason.
Jason is back.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Long time no see.
Yeah, long time.
对，对于我们节目一些比较老的听众来说，其实 Jason, you're sorely missed. 大家很多人很想你，经常会问说 Jason 到哪儿去啦，他还会不会回来呀？然后一些新的听众，大家可能没有听过 Jason 的声音啊。他是前两年的时候我们开言英语的一位主播，然后是一个非常阳光的美国大男孩，他就是很典型的金发碧眼，然后来自加州的一个帅哥。然后两年前 It's been almost 2 years since
I can't believe that it's been almost 2 years. That's crazy.
Time flies, really.
Indeed it does.
时间过得很快，下次我们有机会再可以问问 Jason 回美国的以后的生活。但今天呢他要跟我们来分享一个like the latest craze. I don't know, it's breaking the internet.
Oh, it's more than just a craze. It's everyone, everywhere, all of the time.
Everyone, everywhere, all the time. 就跟我们讲讲这个 Pokemon Go 的游戏啊。那我们今天呢会放一些截图视频，然后当然还有文本在我们的微信推送里面，大家只要关注我们的公众号开言英语就可以了，然后搜索 Pokemon Go。 好，首先 Jason, 他这个游戏是你小的时候有没有玩过，他那个 Game Boy 时代那个小盒子拿在手掌里面的？
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I loved Game Boy, and one of my favorite games was Pokemon.
哦，是吗？你就很喜欢 Pokemon？ 哎，像那个时候九十年代的那个，就是掌中机啊，这个英语怎么说啊 ？How do you call that thing in English? What do you call it?
Like a console, a video game console.
啊，一个 console。其实 console 呢，就是说这种，反正是一个盒子或者掌上的。It's like a box, right? So Xbox 是一个 console, 然后像那个放在手掌里面的也是一个 console. So that was really popular, 但是现在呢它又卷土重来。So this game is making a comeback.
I think a lot of it is that it's on your smartphone. It's not on a special video game console.
对，就是现在当然就是 everyone is glued to their screen, to their mobile phone all the time.
It's crazy, Jenny. Honestly, everywhere you go in the United States now, you see people playing this game on the streets.
而且还挺危险的是吧？因为我现在录这期节目的时候，我人在加拿大，然后上个礼拜我就到美国。反正你就看大街小巷，然后 you turn on TV, you read news online. Everyone's talking about this game, how popular it is, and also how dangerous it could be.
Yeah.
就是因为每个人都走路的时候不看路，然后有些人开车的时候 even people driving, some of them are playing Pokemon Go.
I heard a story about someone running across the freeway just to play the game.
Freeway, 在高速上面撞车然后就玩这个。就可能大家对这个游戏有所了解，但是如果你不是很清楚的话， Jason 跟我们大概解释一下它是个什么东西，为什么Why is everyone so obsessed, 这么对这个游戏这么入迷哦？
Yeah, so I think part of it is that it's Pokemon, and everyone loves Pokemon, and people have a lot of nostalgia for Pokemon, especially people in my age.
啊，你说 nostalgia 就是怀旧是吧？就是说你们小的时候就玩，然后现在就可以去想起自己的童年。
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's part of it, but I think the bigger part is how you actually play the game and the technology that the game uses. That's actually really cool. And this is called augmented reality.
对，因为今年很红的一个是 VR, virtual reality, 虚拟现实。但 Pokemon Go 这个东西呢，它是另外一个 reality, 就是 augmented reality, 我们说的 我还专门 I actually looked up the dictionary 这个 augmented reality 中文是增强现实 So it's like enhanced reality
Yeah, so you're not totally ignoring the world But it's making, combining a video game and the real world
And making the real world more interesting, I guess.
Or more dangerous.
More dangerous, exactly. 然后、我觉得很可惜虽然我现在在北美 but I can't actually access the game because my iTunes, I don't have a US iTunes account.所以还是没办法下载这个游戏但是 I did my homework I watched a lot of YouTube videos featuring people playing the game or explain how to play the game 然后也看到很多人说这个游戏它那么 popular 的一个原因除了、you know, people like your generation 英语说的 millennials 就是二三十岁的人、是一种 nostalgia 一种怀旧、but also this game is attracting new fans right even kids、like teenagers or even younger who've never played Pokemon Pikachu、earlier
and so I think one of the reasons for that gets back to that augmented reality so the way that you play this game is that you have to go and find these Pokemon these little monsters、but instead of you know walking a little character around on a map in the video game instead you have to walk around in the real world and it uses maps from the real world to say oh you are on First Street and Second AvenueIf you walk two blocks over that direction, there's a Pikachu, and you can go catch that Pikachu. And you actually have to go walk over two blocks to go find that Pikachu.
对，就是刚刚 Jason 说的，你要去 walk around the streets or the neighborhood, 要真的走出去，然后你再走两步，再走两个 block, 美国在美国 block 这个概念很重要其实就我们的一条街了在走什么几条马路你就可以 catch a character character 就是一个人物、对吧然后你可以有奖励啊 and people play in teams 然后他们的 team 会有奖励所以我看好像很多美国的媒体说it's getting people move around and it's getting like bringing out this social element. 因为我们知道很多美国的孩子 you know, kids or you know, young adults or older adults lack exercise. They don't actually go walk around. And
I'm sure you have the same stereotype in China. Of, you know, the people who really like video games, they just sit inside all day and stare at the computer screen or stare at the TV screen and play games all day. But instead, to play this game, you actually have to move around.And people are really liking that.
Hey, Jason, 我问你啊，就游戏玩家英文里面，你是有没有一个词说 someone who describes someone who plays games, video games?
Yeah. So in English, we actually use a word that's from Japanese, and we say that they are otaku.
啊，就宅男嘛 ，otaku.
Uh-huh.
如果一个女孩喜欢玩呢 ，if it's a girl, you also still call them an otaku?
You could say otaku, or you can just call them a gamer.
A gamer, 对这个词比较通用，比较 general, 因为他们喜欢玩 video games, 所以他们是一个游戏玩家，一个 gamer. Just be careful not to call them players, 因为 player、
yeah.
是另外一个东西，说一个很花心的人，对吧？花心大萝卜。
Very different.
Gamers, yeah. 那你刚刚说的 this game is getting people move around, getting people...go on the streets to 我看英语媒体还有一个词叫什么 scavenger hunt 是吧
Yeah, so I have a lot of friends that are playing this game right now and they say that it's fun because it's a lot like a scavenger hunt and so a scavenger hunt is a type of game that you can play where sometimes maybe for a birthday or something like that you'll get a list of things that you have to go and find and it'll say you know go and find a yellow flower and a small packet of ketchupAnd take a photo with a police officer or something like that. And then you have to, with your team, run around in a neighborhood or in a city and find all of these things. And a lot of my friends who are playing this game say it's like that, that you have to go find these things. And when you go to run to find that Pikachu, there's other people that are there too. And you talk to them and you exchange with them and you get to have fun with them too.
So scavenger hunt 就有点像我们寻宝。那英语也有一个词叫 treasure hunt 寻宝但是 scavenger hunt 这个不一定是一个 treasure 就像 Jason 说的这可能是一个很破的东西什么 ketchup、让你找一罐番茄酱在 Pokemon Go 里面找的东西大家觉得这种 character Pikachu 是很有价值啊那 但是因为要去找这些东西嘛 so you might run into other people who are also trying to find this character、in this place 所以你可能会、meet 去、见到不认识的人但因为大家都在玩这个游戏 so you actually have something in common and then you might be、you might start talking about this game and then actually make friends, make new friends.
Yeah, and so in this game, there's individual places on the map. So these are real places in the real world that when you go there, special things happen. They're called Pokestops or gyms in the game. Mm. And so because of that, a lot of people that are playing the game will all end up in the same place. So when you go to these places, there'll be other people there and you get to share with them and talk about the game. And maybe you can fight them too. Your monster can fight their monster.
Monster 就是小怪物，对吧？Mm-hmm. 但是呢就是大家可想而知 I think on the one hand it could、start new friendships or even you play with your、friends and co-workers but on the other hand 好像也有一些什么 criminals 有些坏人利用这个因为 我是新闻上看到的说已经有 a few like attempts、by criminals using the game toLure 就是去吸引人过来最后 rob them 来抢他们的钱啊什么的是吧、
mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thing is, especially in a city like San Francisco where I live, where there's、mm-hmm. lots of people around, you're going to see all of these people on the street. And what they're doing when they play this game is that they're walking around and looking at their phone.、Mm-hmm. And they're not looking at their surroundings or what's around them. They're just staring at their phone. So it's really easy for someone to come andsteal their phone or steal their wallet or something like that.
对而且说有些那个 criminals, 就是 criminal 就是、犯罪者他是故意的就是说他把你吸引到这儿来、mm-hmm. 然后就是来抢你的钱打劫、
yeah.
with the intention of robbing you. So it could、yeah. be, yeah, quite dangerous.
I've also heard stories, for example, ofsomeone in the United States who was looking for a Pokemon in a field or something like that found、mm-hmm. a dead body.
啊、哦，是吗？他找到一个尸体啊！
Yeah.
哦、好吧，很恐怖。你们美国人
，sorry，I don't take it back。
好，那最后问问 Jason， 英语里有没有一个词形容一个对 Pokemon Go 很疯狂的人 ，like a Pokemon Go maniac？ Are there new words being coined yet？
No, maybe not yet, just because it's so new. It's only, you know, a week or 2 weeks. Maybe a Pokemon goer?
A Pokemon goer. You might be starting something here.
Yeah, there we go.
So are you a Pokemon goer?
I am not. I am guilty of not playing this game. But all of my friends, all of my coworkers, everyone that I know is playing it. So it's very much around me all the time. But I haven't yet downloaded the game.
哇你真是定力很强啊。Why haven't you downloaded the game? 你有 iTunes 美国 account 你Or you don't, you still have the iTunes China account.
No, I don't have iTunes China anymore. I think I'm really curious to see what happens. You know, there's a lot of people talking right now of, you know, is this going to be what we call a flash in the pan?
Okay,
you know, is this going to be something that becomes really popular really fast and then everyone forgets about it in 1 week? Or,
所以就是我们说的昙花一现, flash in a pan.
Yeah, so the idea is like throwing a little bit of water into a hot pan.、
Mm.
It makes a lot of noise and then it disappears.
Ah, 就是一下子很红但是它那个被人遗忘的也很快是吧、
exactly. Or is this around to stay? Is this going to be, you know, people are going to be playing this game for months and months? I don't know.、Mm. So I'm waiting to see if it sticks around. If it sticks around, I'll probably download it.
Sticks, if something sticks around, 就是说它、有持久的生命力啊。那、
mm-hmm.
这 Pokemon Pikachu, 因为就像我和、you're younger than me, 你是80后还是90后?
I'm 80后。
啊、你但是你是87还是88的是吧?就是快90后了。
Yeah, I'm 88。
88的就是对你来说你小时候你前面说 nostalgia 这种怀旧啊我也看到英语媒体说就是 Pokemon Go probably wouldn't be as big if you know, it wasn't Pokemon, it wasn't Pikachu. 因为在中文这两年我们很红的一个概念就是也是用英语的说法是一个很强大的 IP, intellectual, property 的一个 product. 在英文你们可以说 like, it's got a really strong, well-established IP, 可以这样说吗？
If you said IP like that, people maybe wouldn't understand you. It'd be a little bit confusing. But it, you could say that it has a very well-known franchise behind
franchise. it. Franchise. Franchise 就是、其实就是一个 IP 衍生出来，比如说星球大战 Star Wars 就是一个大的 franchise, 然后 Harry Potter 这些、mm-hmm. 是吧？
And Pokemon is another one.
Pokemon, 当然了。好，那今天非常谢谢 Jason. Well, thank you for your time. 然后让我们知道了，了解了一些美国人啊，这个为什么那么喜欢这个 Pokemon, 到底怎么玩。然后呢，我们开言的付费课程也已经做了这一个，会做一个 Pokemon Go 的，我们汇总了很多不同的媒体报道对美国人的采访，然后在我们的付费课程库里面有 Spencer 和 Adam 为大家解说，希望你们会喜欢。然后 If you're one of the lucky ones, who've played this game before, 可能你在国外的，你有国外的那个 App Store 的账户come and tell us your experience, 大家可以在留言里面告诉我们啊。然后你喜欢 What kind of games do you like to play? 也希望跟我们一起分享。那最后我想很想念 Jason 的我们节目的听众，今天一定也很开心能够再次听到他的声音。那以后呢，我也会常常请 Jason 回来跟大家做节目，特别是问他一些现在在美国发生的事儿。So thank you for listening. 然后最后也thank you for your time, Jason.
Yeah, and thank you guys for having me back. It's great to be back.
那开言我们是越来越多的内容，越来越多的主播都希望能够让大家更有动力的学习英语。大家可以到我们的微信公众号先免费尝试我们的付费课程，然后升级账户的话呢，也有一个特别的优惠，学习一年只要629元。 OK, take care, and if you're playing Pokemon Go, 大家还是要注意安全。Play responsibly.
Take care of yourselves.
好，那我们下次再见，拜拜。
拜拜。